Last week, how many people were at the celebration service with Trinity last week? Okay, wow. What a great time. Just an incredible time of worship and communion. We got to learn about what God is doing, actually, with churches like us and like Trinity and like lots of other fellowships in the city. He's joining them together, and you might recall that I had Nasia and Maggie Workington just doing a little fist bump there. It seems like that's what the church likes to do with other fellowships. Hey, I mean, if we like each other enough, then we do that. Hey, good job. Yeah, good. But, you know, the Lord is doing more than that. It says in the Word of God in Ephesians 4 that from Him, the whole body, joined and held together, grows becomes mature as each part does its work. And you might recall that I had masking tape and I was showing what binds churches together, what binds us together, say, in a local fellowship, but also what binds us together in the church at large. And they're wonderful things. The verse that we were looking at is this one, from Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, remember, ligaments hold bone to bone, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. And, I mean, we talked about, this is a knee. Lots of ligaments in a knee. Because, really, it's just a bunch of bones just on top of each other. And athletes would tell you that if there's a lot of trauma or push on that bone-to-bone joint, the ligaments get strained. You know, I mean, as I say, there are probably athletes in the room already that have had to do with the anterior cruciate ligament or the ACL or various other ligaments that hold these bones together. And when I was talking about the church in particular, yeah, Rebecca, you got one in there, eh? Like, it's the what? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, where the patella was, yeah. Okay, the church is joined and held together by, we talked about ligaments, actually, last Sunday. We talked about ligamental truths. And Paul says, for there's one spirit, one body, and one spirit. These things hold us together. These are the things that join and hold us together. One body, one spirit. Just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and in all and through all. These truths, it doesn't seem like the church seems to, the church these days anyway, seems to hold on to these ligamental truths. It seems that we're always, we got the binoculars or the microscope actually, we got the microscope out looking for our differences from one another. Not the kind of differences that you'd have parts of the body of Christ appreciating the variety in the body of Christ, but the kind of differences where we go, you're not us, therefore you don't belong to the body, which is only us. None of these ideas help hold the church together. And we find ourselves as the church working against God. His work, the heart of our Lord Jesus, is that we would be one. So cooperating with the heart of God is a really good idea. Working towards it in the attitudes of our minds. And it's these ligamental truths that that they're the reason, actually, that God is taking, for example, the city of Winnipeg and slowly, slowly putting the body of Christ together in the city of Winnipeg. Ligamental truths. We also looked at that what holds the church together is ligamental love. Paul says, be completely humble and gentle. This has to do with our relationship with each other. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. And he also says, be kind and compassionate, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. These are things we have that hold us together as the body of Christ. This ligamental love, relational ligaments that the Lord has helped us with because Jesus Jesus paid it all, all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, He washed it white as snow. Period. Jesus did it all. We are free to be patient with one another because Jesus has been patient with us. We are free to act humbly towards one another because Jesus has come humbly as a servant leader. We are free to be kind to each other. We're free to be compassionate with each other. We're free to forgive each other now because in Christ, God forgave us. Amen? Ligamental love. And He's made us able to be joined and held together in that way. And then we talked about ligamental gifts. A little further on in Ephesians, Paul says, it was He, that is Jesus, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service. And we find that God has given gifts to the church. People who are called to call the body of Christ together with the gifts that God has given them, to be apostolic or prophetic or evangelistic or pastoral, or to have teaching gifts, to bring the body of Christ together. It's a wonderful thing. This is a wonderful work that the Lord is doing. Ligamental truths, ligamental love, and ligamental gifts. And we talked last Sunday about that's how God joins churches together. And I want to talk this Sunday a little further about this analogy of the body, that we are the body of Christ, and how it applies to us. Here we are, West End Christian Community, meeting together on a Sunday morning. How does that work with us? 1 Corinthians 12:27. I'm going to be working off of this simple verse. Now, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. That is so simple. There are people who say that the Bible, oh, you can interpret it in so many ways and everything like that. Most of it, that's not the case. Most of it is actually very plain and simple. Our challenges don't have to do with understanding it. Our challenges have to do with accepting it. Amen? It's true. So Paul says now, you, plural, and in fact, he's talking to the church at Ephesus, so he would be talking to individual fellowships that met in houses and the whole church in the city. You are the body of Christ. Now, here's the thing I love about the Bible. The Bible is a lens. I can't see very well. If I have my glasses off, I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't be able to recognize you. It's kind of crazy. Anyone here that with eyesight that bad? Oh, okay. Thank you. And stand by proxy. Yeah. I'm just so thankful that I live in an age where there's such a thing as glasses because I can function. Otherwise, I would be, I don't know what it would be if I didn't have any kind of ability to see. Anyways, the Bible is a lens. And the reason it's so important to believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God is because the way it reflects reality back to us is so different than how we tend to see things. So if we just look at the Bible to evaluate it according to our own perception, we're not going to embrace it because it's different than what we see. But if we believe that the Bible is what it is, that it is the inspired Word of God, then we will let it show us what reality is. And then we will adjust our perception to the way of looking at life and the world and eternity that the Bible gives us. And now we're looking in this very simple statement, we're looking through the lens of the Word of God at our own selves, who we are. And I'll tell you, how we tend to look at things and how God tends to look at things is somewhat not in the same line. We got to get on the same page as God, especially because we're His church. And He's telling us who we are as His church. So here's the inspired Word of God telling us who we are. Now, you are the body of Christ. That tells us something about who we are together. And each one of you, individually, is a part of it. So now we know who we are individually in the body of Christ. We talked last week about the body of Christ. Now, who are we as the parts of the body of Christ? What does this mean when Paul says you're the body of Christ and each one of you is part of it? Because we have different and strange ideas about what it means to be part of something. And in fact, we're drifting as a society. We're drifting away from even an understanding about what it means to be part of something. We live in an individualistic society, which means that everything is about the individual. And the whole, the collective, it just is losing its meaning. It's the idea that everything exists just to serve the individual. It's changing our thinking. And I've got to tell you, brothers and sisters, the world has got this virus. The world is individualistic. It is selfish. And unfortunately, it has sneezed on the church. And we as the church are becoming more and more prone to being the same way because our thinking is being changed. Now, most of what I'm going to talk about in terms of what I see in the church, it's not what I'm seeing in our church, in our fellowship, because we're really sensitized to these things and we're really working hard to be, trying to be what the Lord says we are. And I've just been amazed over the years at how the Lord has given us a revelation of this. So yeah, I'm not beating up West End Christian Community or anything. I'm actually saying, wow, the Lord has done great things. But it does come as a warning for all of us, what I'm going to talk about, because we can drift. It's not just a static thing. We drift if we're not being intentional about things. So what does it mean to be part of the body of Christ? Let's talk about what it doesn't mean first. It isn't like being part of a list. So if you're thinking, are you a member of the church? The first thing we shouldn't be thinking of is a list. And I just picked one. The European Association, are you one of the European Association of Fish Pathologists? No, sorry about that, Andrea. I didn't mean to pick on your association. But it's like, you know, I don't know how hard it is to be part of the European Association of Fish Pathologists, but I have a feeling it might have something to do with a degree, and it might have something to do with maybe a yearly fee, and you receive a newsletter. And I'm not sure it's much more than that. There might be members of this association who are dead, and they're still part of the association. Or there are honorary members of the association. They're not fish pathologists even, but they've been given some kind of honorary place in this group of people. I don't know if that's the case at all. Like I say, it's just sort of an example I pulled out of the air. But being a member of a church is not being on a list of people who used to go to this church, or on a list of people who pay some kind of dues, or on a list of people who come at Christmas and Easter time. That's not what it means when Paul says, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. Another way is, and each of you is a member. It's not that kind of member. We're not part of a list. So far, so good? Or did that just blow right by? Was that like okay? Okay, thank you. Good. Here's another thing it's not like being part of. Being part of the body of Christ isn't like being part of an event. Again, Paul's not using the analogy of a list or a big event. Paul's using a different analogy. He's using the analogy of the body. So we've got to change our thinking. You see, well, you know, you go to a Jets game. It is a Jets game. You go to a Jets game, and, you know, it says on the big thing, make some noise, and the crowd makes some noise. You know, we buy our tickets, we get our seats, and we are part of that event. We are members of the crowd. And the, you know, we cheer on the Jets and everything, or boo them if they're doing badly, or they, you know, whatever. And then we go home afterwards. That actually isn't what it means. It's not that kind of thing to be part of the church. We don't come, well, yeah, we don't come to church to watch anything. Man, this would be poor entertainment if that's what this actually is. I mean, it's free, but I don't know. And I think lots of people don't go to church because they have no idea what it is actually to be part of a church. If you're going to come and be a spectator at church, I'll tell you, like I say, it's I'm not sure I would want to go if that's what church was for, if that's what we actually were doing here. That's not the case. I would say that if you're going to use this analogy, that being part of the church is less like coming to see the Jets. Oh, it's less like seeing the Jets than being the Jets. Because the church is actually closer to the idea of a team, a sports team, than a spectator, a crowd. And unfortunately, like I say, the church is kind of trying to move with these things, trying to accommodate these things. And really, what the church can be many things that the Lord has created it to be. But what it isn't is an event where on Sunday you come and watch something happen. It's not like that at all. If we were going to stay with a team analogy, I would say that it'd be more like a team getting together and practicing or playing. That's what it's more like. It's closer to the analogy of a body. So it isn't like being part of a list, and it isn't like being part of an event. So being part of the body of Christ, what does it mean when you're using the body as an analogy? And I've got two things that it means. It means belonging. You think of a body. What part of your body would you rather not have there? You need them all. You need all the pieces. Even if you don't even know what everything does, it's just a good idea when you wake up in the morning that all your body parts are with you when you go out. Yeah, no, I get you. I understand it. All it takes is when your body's not working as it should, like I'm feeling right now, you start experiencing this. Belonging is so important. And you know what? I'm feeling like our society is having troubles just with the idea of belonging to anything. It seems we've gotten to a point where the most we can do is like something. And liking something, it requires no commitment, it requires no investment. It's completely anonymous. You're here, you're there, you're gone. We're a society that likes things. But really, what Paul is saying, you, followers of Jesus, you're the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it, which means you belong. You belong in a couple of ways. You belong to the body. In 1 Corinthians 12:20, it says, as it is, there are many parts, but one body. It means that we are, it's the opposite of individualism. We are part of something bigger than ourselves. We aren't just an island unto ourselves. We aren't just individuals. We actually belong to something that's bigger than us. There are many parts, praise the Lord, but there's one body. And that one body actually counts because those parts of the body work together to contribute to something way bigger than ourselves. And here's the thing, it's so important for children to learn this. Adults, unfortunately, how do I even put it? Those of us who have arrived at middle age understand that there are some weird things that can happen to mess with our minds. One of the things is a little word called entitlement that says, I have denied myself all these things all these years. Now I am entitled to all the... I'm entitled to be selfish because I've never been selfish before. And I'm entitled now. And unfortunately, as some men and women end up going off the rails in terms of entitlement and a selfishness, church does not fit with entitlement. Church does not fit with selfishness. And we're finding hordes of people in their 40s leaving the church. And it's not for noble reasons. I mean, maybe there are some in there, but more than likely, it's for reasons of selfishness or entitlement, feeling like I don't have to invest in this anymore. But I'll tell you, folks, we are the body of Christ, and each one of us is part of it. Oh, look, there's my liver. It's decided that it doesn't need the rest of me anymore, so it's going to go make its way on its own. Now, this is tragic for a few reasons. It's tragic for the liver because it now has no supply. It's going to die very shortly. It's also tragic for the body because the body needs that thing. So there's lots of tragedy happening in the church as people are pulling themselves out. Remember, Paul says, you are the body of Christ. Whether we like to think so or not, we are. You are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. So we belong to the body. The second way is we belong to each other. And there's another one that tends to freak people out. As a body, all the parts are interdependent. You don't just sort of draw your compartments and say, well, I'm the left lung, and I will not have anything to do with the right lung. I'll just breathe on my own, thank you. I'll serve the body because I know it's good, but I don't want anything to do with the rest of those parts. It doesn't work that way. A body actually needs each other, all the different parts. And in 1 Corinthians 12:26, it says, when one part grieves, the whole body grieves with it. And when one part is honored, then the whole body rejoices with it. You see, God has called us to a different level of community than our world is selling to us. Our world is selling us a level of community that requires nothing. And as a result, it produces nothing too. So the Lord's actually calling us to a level of community where we not only belong to the body, but we belong to each other too. Praise the Lord. The second thing about what it means to be part of the body of Christ is functioning. Every part in my body, it does something. And it does something important. I don't know the names of all the parts of my body, all the internal organs and everything, but I know that they're there for good reason. I don't know all the functions of every part of my body, but I benefit because those parts of the body are there. When we function, I guess what I'll say is this, function in the body of Christ is universal. It's not just for some people. Can you imagine a body where the parts of the body come together and watch, say, the trachea try to be all the other parts of the body? Oh, that was a really good try there, trachea. That would be terrible because there's so many parts of the body that could be helping in that work, and they're just expecting that one part of the body to be doing all the work. You see, it all has to do with perception. We don't want to get, there are such things as pastor-centered churches, wonderful things, where they stick the pastor in the middle and they expect the pastor to be the whole body of Christ. I'm so thankful that we don't have a pastor-centered church because I can't be the whole body of Christ. Unless you want to watch me crash and burn, that's exactly what would happen. And there's two problems there. You see, when the parts just watch instead of function, it doesn't only hurt the parts that are trying to function, it hurts the parts that aren't functioning. It's called atrophy. Atrophy is when a part that has a function doesn't do it. It begins to die. It begins to be not able anymore to serve that function. Tragedy, more tragedy. You were saying, Lainey? Yeah. You're tracking with me, aren't you? You're seeing that. Good. So, function in the body of Christ is universal. I don't know. There's a part of the body here called the Jake. Have you seen this part of the body? He's about this big. He's got curly hair. Full of mischief. The Jake is an important part of the body of Christ here at West End Christian Community. He just blesses me. He grabs money, doesn't even know whose it is, and rams this thing full of money and runs back to get more. And I'll tell you, he's got the glory hoop there. He's got the glory hoop. He knows exactly what to do with it. Exactly. He brings so much joy to the body of Christ. He's such an important part of the body of Christ. And I'll tell you, I could keep going. There's the Pierre. Have you ever met the Pierre? He's a part of the body that just, he seems to exude encouragement. And he'll be functioning even after the gathering's over. I'll be getting a phone call from the Pierre. Hello, this is the Pierre speaking. I don't know if I encouraged you enough, which he did, but I want to encourage you some more. And he does. It's a wonderful thing, a part of the body. And there's the Brad and Bunny there who are an important part of our body. We love them. It's great to see them at brunch time. And if you've ever sat around the table and prayed with Brad and Bunny, it's a great experience. There's the Joel there. I mean, he plays the drums and all of that. That's an important part of the function in the body of Christ. But wow, if you ever talk to him, that's not all that's under the hood there. There's plenty. There's plenty there. We all serve a function in the body of Christ. I miss church. And what that actually means is I miss you if I'm gone on a Sunday. I have to be away 4 Sundays a year because we're on holidays. And if I come to church, then I'll start functioning. So if I've got a rest for the 4 Sundays, that's all I want to miss in a year. Because if I'm missing more than that, I'm missing you. And function in the body of Christ is universal. Function in the body of Christ is reciprocal. Two. It means that as a part of the body here, it's just as important to give function as to receive the blessing of the functions of others. We can't come into the body of Christ and be a healthy body part. Body parts give and they receive. They give whatever their function is, then they receive supply so that they continue to function. It's reciprocal. So we can't be a healthy part of the body of Christ just coming and getting. Just going to come, I'm going to just go around to the whole body of Christ in the city and I'm just going to get. And when they get tired of giving to me, I'm going to go somewhere else because they're tired. And I want fresh getting. That's not healthy, actually. All the parts of the body of Christ are made to give and to receive. And maybe even sitting here today, there are parts here today, maybe your challenge is functioning. Maybe there's something you need to talk to the Lord about function in the body of Christ. And then there are others who their challenge would be receiving, to be able to receive from others. Those both can be challenges. So function in the body of Christ is universal, and function in the body of Christ is reciprocal. Now, all I'm doing is I'm just preaching off of this one verse. Now, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. If you're a follower of Jesus, if you are part of West End Christian Community, if this is kind of, I mean, people are in different places. We get that. We totally get that. But like if you're just coming and visiting, you don't have to feel like, wow, I got to like dive right in. Not necessarily, because everybody's got to be where they're at in this journey. All I'm doing is I'm showing you how God sees the church. Showing all of us, me too, reminding myself how God sees the church. We're not like a list, and we're not like an event. We are a body, parts in the body. The parts belong. They belong to the body, and they belong to each other. They function, and that function is universal. Everybody in here has a function. You don't, you know, if you have, if you're saying like, well, I don't function like that person, so boom, I'm just going to sit down. Well, we can't do that because, well, all you have to do is read 1 Corinthians 12, actually. 1 Corinthians 12 says it way better than I can about belonging in the body. And we can't say that any part doesn't belong, and we can't say we don't need the body. So function of the body of Christ is universal and reciprocal. Now, as a response to all of this, okay, I'm the body of Christ. I just want to let you in on something we've done since right near the beginning of West End Christian Community. The body of Christ here, well, we've got all kinds of cool parts of the body of Christ. But we have found over the years that it's been a good idea to challenge people to declare it. That is, not just to quietly say, I think I'm part of this body. But to actually declare it, because what that does is it takes it out of, that's almost like, yeah, it's almost like living together, not being married, living together. It's like, we're together forever. Just making it quiet. And the reason is because you want a little bit of a back door, just in case something happens. That's why marriage is such a wonderful thing, because it actually declares it. It brings it out into the open. And if somebody is living together and they're wanting to take another step of commitment, it's a wonderful step of commitment, the way that God designed it into marriage. So it isn't like declaring you're part of the body of Christ here isn't like getting married, exactly, because you can actually move from one fellowship to another. It can happen, and marriage isn't like that. But I think I better just get myself out of that hole. Well, where was I going there? You can just disregard most of that last. Good, thank you so much, Lainey. There's lots of grace here. Okay, West End Christian Community member statement. Let me just let you know what this is. How many people are like declared members of West End Christian Community? Oh, okay, so a fair number of people. And what it is, what that means, is they've gone through a little ceremony. And that ceremony kind of looks like this. We ask four questions. Question number one says this: by the grace of God, are you committed to living a life of devotion to God through prayer? I've got scriptures for everything because this is all about what the Word of God says it means to be part of the body. Through prayer, worship, service, and the study of God's Word? And the answer is I am. I am committed. What this does is it basically says, hey, are you a Christian? It's just a good step to go through before you declare yourself part of the body of Christ. It's really important to be a Christian. So, that's the first question. Second question is this: by the grace of God, are you committed to preserving the unity of West End Christian Community by doing your part in praying for one another, being patient with one another, speaking and receiving the truth in love, honoring your leaders, and resisting gossip or slander? In other words, are you committed to not blowing this place up? And the answer is I am. I'm committed to not blowing this place up. And let's continue. Question three. By the grace of God, are you committed to supporting West End Christian Community by attending services and meetings as regularly as you're able? That's like the Winnipeg Jets thing. If you're wanting to be on the Winnipeg Jets and they're saying, well, Are you willing to come to the practices? Well, no. I want the jersey, but I don't want the practice. By attending services and meetings as regularly as you're able. By the way, today was an excellent example of what it means for the body of Christ to get together in worship. What a time of worship. Calling out together. I was every Sunday I'm listening and look, Lord, what are you saying? You know, it's the Spirit of the Lord hovering over this place. We haven't got a big agenda or anything like that. It's like, what do you want to say to us? We want to respond to what you're saying, and there it is. Oh, Lord, I need you. That song just rose up high, and then, you know, and then Vic coming up, because Vic is leading the service, it's his job to kind of, you know, try to help steer us in the direction the Lord's going. He's saying, declare things, declare your need for the Lord. And then that just opened up this whole other thing. Did any of us know this was going to happen on Sunday, happen today? No, none of us knew. We were looking for it. Together. And you know what? That takes practice. The body of Christ can actually get better at this as we work together. By attending services and meetings as regularly as you're able, by giving tithes and offerings according to your ability. Remember, that's a sliding scale. It's not a certain amount of money. It's not a yearly due. It has to do with your relationship with the Lord and what He's told you to invest and what He's told you to contribute. And helping in the spiritual and practical functions of this body of believers. The Lord's got things for us to do, and it drives us mad because it takes more than just us to do it. It takes the whole body of Christ sometimes to manage these things. Like the Christmas Cafe, for example. You know, there's Karen saying, like, you know, anyone want to make a dessert? It's basically saying, anyone want to be the body of Christ? Anyone want to contribute in some fashion? So that our first thought isn't, oh, well, I don't want to do that. I'm probably going to be busy this Christmas. But rather going this other step and saying, Lord, what would you have me do to be part of the body regarding this? Okay. Spiritual and practical functions of this body of believers. And then the last question, by the grace of God, are you committed to participating in the advancement of God's kingdom in this world by being a messenger of the gospel of Jesus? Actually, that's, as the Father, Jesus says, the Father has sent me, so I send you. In other words, we've all got this wonderful privilege in some degree, in whatever context we're in, whether the Lord has called us way across the ocean, like Rolly and Christina, or whether the Lord has called us right here and right now with our neighbors and co-workers and those around us. So He's made us messengers of the gospel of Jesus and a willing co-laborer for Christ in West End Christian Community. In other words, for the stuff that we're doing together, reaching out as a group. What about that? And the answer would be, I am. And then there's a response, because it's not all about the part committing itself to the body. It's about the body committing itself to the part. And here's what the rest of everybody else ends up saying when that, like in that ceremony, the person first of all shares why they've come to West End Christian Community. Why? Why are you here? What happened to bring you here? And then the second thing is we go through the questions, and then there's the response that the congregation gives to the person, which sounds like this. Based on your answers to these questions, we now affirm that you're a declared member of West End Christian Community. As such, by the grace of God, we're committed to fulfilling our responsibilities to you. It's the body talking to the part. With God's help, we will include you, care about you, pray for you, encourage and exhort you, support you spiritually and practically, and help you to discover and exercise your God-given gifts. This understanding endures until the Lord sees fit to change it. As I say, that's the difference between marriage, where the parameters of this is death, and this kind of thing, where the parameters are until the Lord sees fit to change things. It can happen that a person is called from one fellowship to another, and it's a legitimate call from the Lord, absolutely, till the Lord sees fit to change it. So, what does it mean to be part of the body of Christ? It's not a list. What's the second one? I'm starting to lose it. Very good. Not to be part of an event. No, we belong and we function as part of the body of Christ. And in West End Christian Community, we have a member statement where if somebody says, you know what, I'm part of this fellowship and I want to declare it. We have that. We have provision for that. And I just show you and then after we go through all of that, the person shares why they're here, why they feel God's called them here, and then go through the questions, then the response, then we pray for the person. We welcome them. We declare a welcome into the fellowship. It's not an unhealthy thing to declare such a thing.